This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Player for this team, because if he is, all right, we got Curtis, we got Doug McDaniel, Sincere. That's firepower.
Well, again, maybe he can be one of those glue guys that's contributing to the good chemistry. You'll need it.
Absolutely.
You know,
seems like he's excited about being back home. Like he's coming here with the right attitude. There's not a lot in terms of Aaron's year last year where I'm looking at him like, yeah, you know, whew. I mean, didn't really play that much, you know, which worries me. But you know, Ohio State, like I said, man, they played smaller. They had a bunch of like guards out there. They didn't really run through their bigs. I think he'll have a better time, obviously, also against the American. But he's the number 5 player in the country. You can count on probably 2 hands, if that, the number of times that a guy like that has suited up for Memphis. So we'll see. But I'm going to be optimistic about it, you know, because, again, the only thing you got to do is win the American, right? I mean, that's what you got to do. And this roster certainly should be good enough to do that. Past that, you know. There are bigger existential questions, sure, about Memphis' place in the hierarchy nationally. You want to have those. But as long as you're spending the most and, you know, doing the most in the American, you know, it's we'll accept that, you know. So, anyway, all these guys are on campus as we speak, getting here this week. So,
excellent.
We'll start to get to know them, it feels like, maybe a little bit more. All right, we'll come back. It was the end of an era in the NBA also. As of the end of Saturday night. So we'll discuss that. There was some sad news to report. If you were somebody that watched a lot of ESPN programming in the early to mid-2000s, obviously you watched Sports Science. So we'll discuss that and more in the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn to FM ESPN. VIP play Tennessee. That's where you should bet. Got NBA coming up. Got baseball, college baseball. I had a thrill in Manila yesterday. Oklahoma State plus 165 walk-off bomb. And I hate baseball, but I enjoyed that. VIP play Tennessee. Going to have bets for you, new customers. Bet $5, get $100. It's VIP play Tennessee. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Riding like the wind into hour number 2 here on the show. Jeff Calk is going to join us at 125. Got Respect Burgers. At 1 o'clock. But in the meantime, in between time, let's do a little thing we call a rundown.
All the headlines from Jason and John.
Can you give us an audition? I want you to. Can you maybe be the voice? Give us like an audition,
like an actual one, or
yeah, I mean the same line. All the headlines with Jason and John, but you know, like you want to be the voice.
Oh, I mean, another little fun tidbit. I've done a bit of work as a public address announcer.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
So can you just, give us an audition? We're auditioning.
Auditioning?
Yeah. Humble brag that this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We'll see. I mean, Cerrito seems to enjoy it enough to keep giving me work.
So. All right. You want to be the rundown voice? Let's hear it.
All the headlines with Jason and John.
See, now that's some emphasis, right? That's some excitement. You know, we could workshop it. We could always go back.
Of course.
But
that's you sound professional.
You sound certainly like
very
a
professional.
Thank you.
It's like, you know, this guy sounds like he's sitting down in the dentist chair. you know, like it's
pre or post nitrous.
Yeah, definitely pre. He definitely didn't get it. you know, because he's like all the headlines and Jason and John. You know, we got to work on that. We're going to continue to work on that. But I think you just put a hellacious, you know, entry in.
Thank you.
Into the ring there.
That.
Maybe we should do like a summer contest. You could be like the one-liner on the rundown, you know. Maybe once upon a time it could have been Rick Trotter, but it can't anymore, unfortunately. It can't. I'm sorry. It can't. All right. It was not just a final setting game six for the Indiana Pacers. It was also the end of an era of NBA programming. The NBA has been on TNT for as long as I can remember. I think, like, officially it's been 25 years or something like that. A lot of different iterations. Like, going back and seeing the pictures of Ernie when he started. Like, to be honest, he looks like a completely different ethnicity.
Really?
Like, to me. Like I don't know. Like, it's like he has changed a lot, you know? The hair, the facial hair, you know, just a different guy. But obviously, this crew of Shaq and Kenny and Chuck have been together for, you know, quite some time since Shaq retired, and it's been great. And, you know, I think when you think about the, you know, the best moments of that show on TNT, like, very rarely does it have anything to do with basketball, right? I think about that time where Shaq was like, it's supposed to be 1-2-3, not 1-2 and back to 1, which you're dumbass. And then him and Chuck were going back and forth, and he was calling Shaq Mr. Sensitive and all that. It was great. It had nothing to do with basketball. It had nothing to do with whatever game was on. They were just they're a funny tandem. They're a funny group. And they signed off for the final time after the Pacers polished it off against the New York Knicks. And just going to take a listen to, you know, how do you sum up 25 years, something that's become so synonymous with the game. This is how it went. There you have it. Oh, by the way, it cut off, but Shaq actually came in after that and said, let's drop the mic. And there were some people annoyed by that Shaq didn't let Ernie have the last word there, that he had to get the let's drop the mics on the mic before the sign-off.
Oh, man, Shaq being Shaq, you know, I'm sure Ernie didn't mind.
Yeah, I don't think Ernie minded. So
he also said you were not coming to F around.
Right, which is just so crass.
Over to ESPN.
No class from Shaq to say.
Oh, Kenny doubled down on that, by the way.
He did double down on that. I also loved, we didn't hear it, but Kenny shouted out Craig Sager, which I was very happy to hear. You know, he was such a synonymous part of that,
no doubt,
that run. And we've obviously,
good call.
And we lost him.
I didn't hear that one
a long time ago, but I was glad that he was top of mind for somebody because those suits, right, and Craig's personality, you know, were
yeah,
such
he's
a big
one
part
of the OGs. Absolutely. I imagine his star was like probably 89, like Ernie's was.
Yes,
probably.
Yes, exactly.
Craig.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that we're doing the sort of eulogy for a show that is still continuing.
Correct.
It's a little weird because it's just a television network. It's literally just a media distribution. It's a logo. The guys are going to stay the same. Now, for how long, you know, that's going to be the part that like it does feel like we'll be doing this for real sooner than later, because like somebody like Chuck was on with Dan Patrick today. And he was like, I'm going to be a good soldier for those guys, but I'm only going to do this for 2 years. Like, he's already laying the foundation for walking away.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you have the warm and fuzzies about the NBA on TNT?
I really just kind of ready to put it to bed or to say goodbye with some finality, probably. I don't, you know, there right. is a little bit of weirdness about this. You're going on. It's even this because of all the, you know, let's be real, and it is. I mean, there's a great – to them, it's not just a station, but because there's been so much whining about not breaking them up, they've kept the production team together. They're going to – I mean, they've in all seriousness, like, those are real jobs that Charles and those folks didn't want to go away, but they've managed to keep that together, and it's just going to be all packaged on the same way, doing the same place, just on a different network. And so this whole need for these constant sign-offs, I don't get it. I'm sure we'll do another one when Charles is done in 2 years.
Yep.
And Ernie's decided, you know what, I'm going to go with him because this ain't Turner.
Right.
This ain't, you know, this ain't like the old days.
That's right.
And we'll cry again.
Why you got?
It's really weird.
Ernie like that, man.
I mean, how many times, you know, how many go aways?
Always be Turner.
Yeah. Did Pat Sajak do a bunch? Did Bob?
You know, Pat did.
Did Bob just die, or did he like say
Bob
goodbye?
Barker? No, yeah, I think he said goodbye. Pat
did not do a lot of
send off that he deserved.
But he's come back, hasn't he? Or did I read that?
Pat's
he's doing
done.
Okay.
Well, maybe he's come back for a one off or something. I don't know, but like he put it on Twitter, and I thought Pat Sajak was like, all the blogs can get back to like, all right, Pat. Nobody was worried about
now,
whether you.
Now continue. We did have a sort of going away. It feels like for Trebek.
Oh yeah. Well, he had cancer, right?
Right.
And so it was like
that. Maybe that's the reason it was more. No, I'm ready to get past the goodbyes, man, because we're gonna have to do another one again when they shut this thing down on ESPN. So, that's the weird part. Now I'm not hating on the show. I love the show. I wouldn't go as far as to call it like this incredible in-depth analysis anymore, though. Let's be real about that.
Right.
It's guys we like. Some of them Hall of Famers, two of them Hall of Famers. Basically taking shots at some of the young guys. It's them sitting in their rocking chairs. So this is not the old days. And we love it. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But that's all it is. There's not a ton of in-depth analysis. They're not going to pull out the analytics on you there with the breakdowns there. I'll go over to ESPN for that. But no, great show, great chemistry. Ernie, nothing but respect for the host that he's been. To not go insane when you've got these incredible, co-hosts, I guess they are. Technically they're in a sort of guest role cuz he's asking them questions, but the way they talk over him at times and he can keep the circus going. There's a real skill there because, controlling Charles and Shaq, just you don't do that.
That's right.
So he's done a hell of a job, sort of wrangling up the circus in that way. And he's always so well. He's always said the right things. He always says the right words. So those would be my kind. We're going to do this again in 2 years.
Yeah.
That's what's weird.
Yeah.
Like, let's just let it go.
We'll always be Turner.
Yeah, he gonna say that again in 2 years when they were signing off from ESPN. It just wasn't like Turner.
Yeah, no,
Turner's given him his whole career.
No, look, I Around the Horn didn't get these kinds of flowers.
They kind of did.
Did it? It didn't get the whole thing,
dude,
bro.
I don't know. Reality was on a lot of shows.
I know, but they were on just as long as them, and they're actually going away. Like Around the Horn is dead. They killed it.
I mean, Pardon the Interruption is the one.
Bro, they ain't getting no farewell tour either. Them old crotchety man, they ain't getting nothing. They getting and that's it. And like, you're right. That show, Pardon the Interruption, way better. Because just the pairing of Wilbon and Kornheiser and,
Around the Horn, it's sort of like Cheers, bro. Right. Around the Horn only lasted because of what it was behind. No?
It preceded PTI.
Does it?
I think so.
I guess it did it on its own.
I don't watch PTI. I mean, I used to watch PTI all the time.
To me, it's the OG,
right? And it's still.
But I think you're right. You're right. You're right. Around the Horn came on before. Okay,
I think it was at 4:00, and then
the other. Not like Cheers, Cosby Show. It's the
right,
other way around.
Right.
The better show was at second.
Right. It should have been flip flop.
But early on, when they had Bob Ryan, Woody Page, Jackie
Callishaw.
Yeah, they had it was legit then.
In the latter years, it was less. You didn't know who they were. Like, they were just names on a screen. Like, they were just like up and coming writers, and like, who cares, right? I mean,
some of them.
Yeah.
Courtney's good, though.
You needed more like veteran juice there, it felt like, and for that show.
Well, you've run out of those guys, too, though. Yes. A lot of those guys are dinosaurs, you know what I'm saying?
But like, what a business format that was, though, because like, those guys didn't even work for ESPN. You know, like, Woody was with the Denver Post, and Tim Callishaw was with the Dallas Morning News. What a strange setup. To have all these people that didn't work for ESPN, as vast a damn network of that ESPN is, they bring in outside writers to talk about sports. It was just a very strange setup. And they stopped doing that, obviously. I guess as ESPN grew, that probably hurt them, because they didn't keep bringing. I mean, Woody Page was a staple, but it used to be Plasky all the time. It used to be Bob Ryan all the time. And then they slowly kind of gravitated toward their own hires, which they should do, but I think it makes made the show a little worse. But yeah, listen, I think the only dynamic that will be worth watching is like, how do they position the show on ESPN? Like, how do they do it? Because like post game, ESPN doesn't do post game shows ever, like for NBA. Like, TNT always had the postgame show for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever. ESPN has never done that for NBA. So how will that dynamic, I don't know. That's what Bomani Jones was asking, too. He's like, they've never done that, so will they do that
well,
now?
Well, I thought it's just going to bump out the Malika stuff beforehand. Like, whatever she's doing right. in there with Bob Myers and Kendrick and Stephen A., they're going to come. It's going to bump her out.
Right.
Ernie's getting that.
Right.
But you'll still use some Stephen A., you'll use some Kendrick with the package product from TNT? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because why are you going to need her?
You won't.
Exactly.
You won't need them either. You won't need anybody.
But you'll still use a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. You'll use Stephen A. to do their own thing. $15 million a year.
But you won't need a breakdown pre and post from Malika and the crew because that's what Ernie's doing. I think that's what your man Bomani's asking, right? Malika's going to be just NBA Today.
Yes.
From right? That's the afternoon show.
That would make total sense.
For the 2 years or whatever this is going to be that you're carrying this TNT show.
Right.
Because you can't double up, right?
Well, because...
Maybe you will. Will you double up? Will you put one of them on ESPN Plus or something, just keep Malika working that way?
You could. Because they said they're still filming in Atlanta.
Correct. They're not moving.
So there's not going to be... Unless Stephen A. Flies to Atlanta.
Well, that's it. Then Malika can still be on location at these spots.
Right.
And doing that for ESPN Plus or something, you know.
Well, or the DTC, you know, whatever they're called. ESPN, like the whole thing on the whatever.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to mostly kind of do away with ESPN Plus. Right? We want you all.
That's right. I don't even know why I still have it.
Yeah.
You've explained that to me. There are no longer stories behind the paywall over there.
Correct.
Why am I still on this?
Because you still have to watch Memphis basketball games.
I'm not keeping that $13, paying $13.13 for Memphis basketball. It's like, what was that, 4 or 5 games? Maybe it's more than that.
It's probably like what?
No, because of the AAC. Yeah. All right, there is more.
Plus, football is going to have a game or two on there too. So that's the only. I mean, if you could cancel it if you didn't. If you were somewhere.
Yeah,
else.
I mean, I guess I think Superbox will cover me. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think you're gonna. It's not going to be a game that's worth like. Who cares? It'll be like Memphis versus Tulsa. It'll be like the worst. It'll be the worst. The worst. You know, Memphis versus Charlotte. You know. It won't be like a real game. I don't think there was a real game. Maybe Wichita State was on there, but I don't even think that was on there. I think they would because Terrence Oglesby, I remember he was on the call, like ESPN2. So it's going to be like just the absolute bottom of the American. But yeah, I got to have tax write offs, so I just keep paying it. You know what I mean? I got to have some write offs for my Field of 68 stuff. So. Okay. This show is over on TNT. It would be like the Jason and John show on RDT9 is ending, but we're taking our show to, News Talk 660 or whatever the hell.
It was so many great years at 92.9.
Right. And then we'll have like the AI tributes, you know, this was such a great show with the headlines for Jason and John, you know,
number one in the
901. Man, we've had a lot of memories.
Right. So tell them they can stop saying bye until, 2 years from now when they got to do it again on ESPN.
You don't get flowers twice, man. That's not the way the world works. I mean, and it's like TNT did nothing but like broadcast the show. I mean, because the show is staying together and the production crew is staying together.
But now Harlan and them are leaving TNT. They're going to a whole nother network, the games will be.
Yes. Yes.
So they don't. He don't get to keep his job at TNT.
That's right. That's right.
But he will be doing it for what
NBC, right? Amazon Prime.
I thought maybe that's why I stopped short. I thought he's with somebody else.
The NBA is so confusing.
But he will not be with TNT.
I don't think he's going to NBC. I thought NBC was getting Tirico and
I think Harlan's somewhere else. That's why I stopped short. I think Harlan's something else.
Is he going to Amazon?
Uh huh. Maybe with Van Gundy.
Oh, they might be trying to keep that
keep
crew
those
together,
two together.
Yeah. Because I know the NBC release was Tirico and
it said
and
Amazon
Eagle.
Nearing deal one day ago with Kevin Harlan.
Okay. That's probably where it's
going. Sounds about right.
Going. Yeah.
Because I think I read Van Gundy's going over there.
I mean, this is crazy. You got
to
have.
So they have to be on a different network. They don't get to keep the TNT check.
Right.
Yeah.
But he'll get the Amazon check.
He will. But will he be number one for Amazon like he was for TNT? Maybe not. Maybe it's a little bit of a step.
Yeah. I don't know who's the Amazon NFL people. Oh, it's Al Michaels.
Yeah, it's Michaels and
is it still though?
It is still him. All right, quit trying.
I thought he
quit
no,
trying.
No, no, I think Al Michaels is still doing it for Amazon.
You keep trying to put us in our grave, man. It ain't time.
I thought we were on some color over there or something.
It's Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit.
It's still Kirk Herbstreit. Yeah.
Al, that's where we can upgrade. But Al,
keep him in college football, please.
Al is, I agree.
Al's 80 is what he is.
Well, and doing it better than most.
Most 80-year-olds.
Doing it better than most 45-year-olds.
Wow.
Yes.
I wonder if that'd be part of it. If Harlan goes over to Amazon, if they give him the Thursday night, or the football games too, because he does that for CBS
Hold on. Let me be abundantly clear about this. That's not an open position. All right? Al is the voice of Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. All right? So you guys can argue about the rest of it, NBA, you know, one of these playoff games, you know, that we have that's like extra and Al just doesn't feel like traveling. But it's not going to be a situation where we're replacing Al. It's not open. So I'm sorry. Sorry. This is just part of the deal.
I do also kind of want to hear Van Gundy call a football game. I just feel like that'd be comical.
Stan Van Gundy is awesome.
I love him. He's the best.
He is, like, I've really enjoyed his commentary in these playoffs. More than most of the guys I don't, like, think about whatever. Like, he is so good. And like, he's very funny. And he's smart, and he knows the game, obviously, you know. Like, not just pablum. So, again, that's the color commentary, though.
Yeah.
Which, again, we do play-by-play. And, you know, y'all keep trying to take my man Al away from the spotlight, and we're not handing it over yet. I mean, we got a good 5-6 years left.
5 or 6?
Yeah. Absolutely, bro. That's the GOAT, man.
Dude, he sounds tired, like he's seen it all.
Well, he has. I mean, he's seen it all. Wasn't he on the call for the
Yes, Miracle on
Ice. Yeah.
I just read your brain. I already knew where you were going.
We've seen it all, man.
John, do you know what year that was?
84?
Earlier.
74?
It was 80.
80, okay. Yeah, all right. I mean, that just goes to show you the longevity, right? That we have.
Was he not on the call for like the earthquake out in Oakland or whatever it was, San Francisco?
I'm pretty sure
maybe
he was.
It was,
yeah.
Doing a baseball game, I want to say.
Didn't he give us the news about John Lennon?
Now you're just trying to be funny.
I think he did. I think
we
he
were
gave
doing
us
real points in history that Al Michaels had covered.
I think he did, John Lennon, man. We've got news that John Lennon has been shot. I think he did that, man. So let me just ask you this. Who do you have reverence for? Because NBA on TNT, you don't care. Al Michaels ready to get over. Who are we rooting for right now?
Again, I've talked about it last week. We were talking about sports reporters. That show, I had real reverence for that show.
All right.
Mike Lukpuka, Dick Schaap.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Rest in peace, John Saunders.
John Saunders was next host after Schaap, I believe.
Yep.
And he's a good one.
He was a very good one. That was a great. It was a great show, but it was just, it would have no chance in today's environment.
Yeah. For the most part, they've kind of. I mean, that's what Around the Horn was,
right,
with the older crew,
right,
the writers,
right,
when
right
it first started.
Yes,
Jackie and
exactly.
Bob and those guys.
Yep.
Plaschke came on there. Woody Page. It was columnists.
It was. Yep.
And but then they, like you said, they started to put their ESPN people in there and bring Pablo in.
That's right. It was like Sports Files, right? Like they got the couches and everything, and like,
right. But they just kind of made it, you know, 2020,
yes,
you know, 2000s.
Yes.
But it was a newer version of sports reporters.
Yes.
Just old men sitting around a table.
Exactly.
Just did it in a different way.
Well, NBA on TNT is dead. It's going to ABC/ESPN and Amazon. It'll be on Peacock as well as NBC. So that's like 5 different networks.
Yeah. It's like this story. We just can't get done with it. We keep saying goodbye to it. We can't move on. It's amazing.
One last time, I'll close the coffin. Thank you for everything, Turner Broadcasting.
Finally, there is a new top 25 out over at The Athletic. And I think it, in terms of, if you were hoping Memphis fans that maybe Memphis would be in and on it. I didn't mean to disappoint you there, but what's at the top of it might interest you, because remember, they let the cat out of the bag, Matt Painter did, that Memphis is going to be playing Purdue in the Baja Mar, and The Athletic has Purdue ranked number one. Now, John and I talked about this and figured there's a pretty good chance that that's what they might be ranked when you play them. Now, of course, they'll have to dodge some early season losses, I'm sure, to stay there. But and there's no guarantee this will be number one just because the Athletics got him there. But they are among the suspects, and they've got their All-Americans back. Houston, though, who we had discussed because they got our man Milos.
Yeah.
Got him back.
Milos Uzair.
Milos. I always want to call him Milos.
Think about like the sweet tea, you know, like Milos sweet tea.
Milos sweet tea.
But except you know, just emphasize that.
Yeah, I actually got some of that in the fridge right
Milos.
Now. Milos. I don't drink it because it's just too sugary.
It is a lot, but you got to get the zero sugar joint.
Got to get the zero sugar. They are number two, John, those Houston Cougars. UConn number three. Michigan with Yoxel Lindeborg back out of the draft combine and back to going back to college. They are number four. Florida, who we also mentioned, got Boogie Fland, Condon Stan, or coming back. They are number five. And then that aforementioned Louisville team. So Memphis got two here on the top six, two of the top six, at least that the Athletics got in its new top 25. They did one basically post-draft here, post-draft deadline, transfers, and looking at the 2026 contenders. And so, again, it's just one of multiple off-season top 25s that you'll have, but the interesting part to me about it was the fact that two of these top six are on Memphis's schedule for next year. Louisville, we know Pat Kelsey, complete turnaround, and has already got them as a top 10 team coming back. I felt like Lenardi was a little bit lower on them going into the year, like maybe they've added something since his bracketology that I want to say had them as a six seed, but no, CJ Moore over at the Athletics got them as the number six team in the nation. Louisville. And then just to finish out the top 10, BYU with our guy, AJ Dibonsta, who's only going to be there for a season, number seven. Rob Wright transfer as well. A lot expected from him. And then Duke, number eight. Quite a little bit of a drop, obviously, with Cooper out, but they got they're going to have the Boozers there as well. Kentucky, nine. And then Auburn, number 10. And so, you know, usual suspects there in that top 10, but yep. Two of them will be on Memphis' schedule. I think the other two opponents right now we know on Memphis' schedule that are expected to make the NCAA tournament, at least just as of right now in the bracketologies I've seen, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, both of those games going to be road games.
Yes. You know, it's interesting, like that, you know, you mentioned that BYU team. I still think, like, that's a little low for them.
Low?
Yeah. Would you have them seventh?
Yes.
I think that's low.
That's what the Athletics got them.
I mean, I think they should definitely be top five.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, they were Sweet 16 team last year. They're bringing back Saunders, who was a beast for them last year. They are adding Dibonsta, Rob Wright, a couple of European guys. They brought back their big man, Keita. I mean, I think they're going to be loaded. They're going to be loaded.
You would have them above Louisville, wouldn't you?
I would, for sure.
Okay. See, I thought Louisville was a little high. That's why it jumped out to me there.
People do like Louisville's team, but I don't know. They feel like more like top 12 than top 6.
Thus, the Lenardi had them as a 6 seed, which still might be low.
Right.
But this to have them number 6 in the country.
Yeah.
Florida number 5, though, top 5. That Florida team's going to have a chance to repeat.
Totally.
UConn's got a chance to win 3 and 4.
They absolutely do.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Well,
and Houston number 2. You were lower on them. We talked about that last week when they got Milo.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think Juwan Roberts made things a lot easier for them than people are giving credit. I mean, that dude averaged like...
They got McDonald's guys coming in.
They do. I mean...
A bit different from them.
Kelvin's reloading. It ain't like they're going to be walking around with their, you know, D in their hands down there.
All righty then.
And T-Rank does have them number 1. Houston. But, you know, Houston always rates well. You know, they always do. Now, in fairness, they were in the freaking championship game. So
got the number 1 with newcomers, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
But it is a mix, right? Because you're bringing back Sharp, Uzan, and Tugler. So it is a little bit of a mix. But, yeah, I mean, you're talking about Harwell and Chris, is it Cenac?
Mercy Miller didn't even play last year, right?
No, he didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that Masterpiece, son?
It's something. It's related to him, I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy.
He's one of them. But he has numerous sons. It might be his.
He does have numerous sons. It could be anybody. But
he's the son of one of them. No limit.
I mean, Purdue obviously because they have two All American guys. But I just think the problem with Purdue is thin. They did add that 6'11" kid though, Oscar Clough from South Dakota State.
He is definitely the son of Master P.
Shout out to Master P. What's his signature? Yeah.
Nah.
So, you know, listen, I'm excited about next year in college basketball. I think it's pretty open, honestly. Rob Doster said today that he thinks Kentucky's should be in the mix for number one. I think he's just trying to get some engagement farm. I think he's engagement farming.
That's a little low.
Because Kentucky, I love what they did last year, but, you know, you're not going to have Quaintance for a while. You know, a lot of guys that you're going to be dependent on next year have not proven anything at that stop and in the SEC. So not really sure where he's coming from on that one, to be totally honest with you. You know, what's interesting is that, did you mention UCLA?
I did not have them in the top 10.
Okay, so T-Rank has them 7th.
Oh, wow.
Which I guess they added Donovan Dent. You got my man Sky Clark coming back from one last year. They added Xavier Booker. I could see it. I get it. I get what he's putting down with this rating. UCLA was a good team last year. You're bringing back a couple of guys, adding a dynamic guard like Dent. I understand it. I wish Memphis was on this list, but we know what the deal is with Memphis. They're going to have to work their way up. They're going to have to work their way into this deal, as the season goes along. They're 71 at T-Rank, and then South Florida is – where is South Florida on this thing? 62. So, yeah, that's brutal.
Very brutal.
Got
UCLA 18th on this athletic one. Okay. So, brutally low for you, huh?
Brutally low, 100%. I mean, you know what Mick Cronin going to do.
Now, Arkansas 17.
He's got – T-Rank's got them 10th.
Okay. Kansas 15. And they
he's 17 at T-Rank, yeah. So, I mean, Alabama, big jump with Phylon for sure because they're now top 20. And he's got them as their most important player. So
too low at 23.
Yeah, I think so.
With Phylon, and he's got Phylon back in here. This is too low.
Yeah, I think Alabama certainly should push for, you know.
Missouri, 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for Dennis, man. I wondered about that.
Maybe you're right. End up being right about him after all.
They're bringing back Mark Mitchell.
For the long haul.
I don't know. It's kind of a weird team. I'm looking at it now, like. They brought the guard in from UCLA, Sebastian Mack. It looks okay. I don't think it'll be that good though. I'm excited though. Should be a. I think Alabama can push for second in the SEC. That's kind of where I'd start with them. Like, probably gonna be tough to win it with Florida, but that they could certainly be better than Arkansas.
Is this possible that Tennessee is unranked in this athletic? Yeah, considered but not ranked.
Interesting.
There's no way they're taking that much of a step back, are they? I mean, there's a lot of guys.
T-Rank's got them 12th.
Yeah, no, hell yeah.
I mean, it is a lot of.
Yeah, Tennessee, Iowa, Indiana, they were among the others considered.
I mean, Tennessee got Nate Ament, the five-star kid.
Five-star, right.
But,
yep.
I mean, and they added Gillespie from Maryland. Beyond that, a lot of questionable. A lot of questionable.
Man, the top of the SEC is really good.
I would fade Tennessee finishing 12th or better. I would fade that. I would say they do not finish that well. Don't think they're that kind of team. They'll probably be top 25-ish all year. They won't be top 12, though. It's never too early to talk college basketball around here, as you guys know. So that's what we got, too early, top 25. All right, this is sad news, got to admit, on the front end. But it is something I think we should – certainly talk about, especially as men. John Brinkus was the host of Sports Science. We all remember that show, you know, all the different breakdowns, football, basketball, of athleticism. We all loved it. And yesterday it was announced on his Facebook profile and Twitter account that it was announced that he passed away. And it was written as such. John, co-founder of Base Productions, founder of Brinks.TV, and co-creator and host of the 6-time Emmy Award-winning Sports Science, had been battling depression. John lost his fight with this terrible illness on May 31st, 2025. His heartbroken family and friends request privacy at this time and encourage anyone who is struggling with depression to seek help. John Brinkus had talked about his depression and even a suicide attempt in 2023, He sold his company, and I guess to ESPN, and he sold Sports Science, and he was in Park City, Utah, and he said he felt isolated and spiraled into a deep, deep depression. He was actually, he credited his dog for rescuing him and pulling him out of his suicidal funk. And he saw multiple psychologists and psychiatrists. He was trying to get help, and he eventually said that he found the right path with one doctor in Virginia. And he went on to add that I have never been depressed since a day in my life from that moment forward. And then, unfortunately, you know, you get the news yesterday that apparently his depression had returned, and it ultimately did lead him to pass. So I think, and Jason, I think you know where I'm going with this. You know, as men, we are kind of taught to, you know, compartmentalize the things we feel and be strong and not show that outward, you know, if we're struggling with something, just kind of handle it, you know, internally and trudge forward. But I mean, that, who would have known if not for him saying that he was, I mean, that this would have been somebody I would have never, you know, guessed. How could I have known? I think that's probably a question you would ask about a lot of people. It's like, how could I have known?
Mm-hmm.
That's the fundamental flaw in the whole check on your friends thing, right? Like, check on your friends. Like, how do I know which friends to check on? How am I supposed to know that? Because sometimes people are dealing with things very quietly and very privately, and you wouldn't really know. So I really hate that he was dealing with the things that he was dealing with. And obviously, I would always say that you know, this is not the way out, and that there is absolutely help out there. But I realize that when you're in that state of mind, that's not how you're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. My hope is that the story itself will, you know, and boy, does it change. I mean, he had been such a light for so many people already in telling his story, the previous suicide attempt, and how he had counted himself out at that time in life, and through help, through talking about it, had become a much healthier person mentally. And I'm sure inspired a ton of people with that. And I hope that in this, you know, tragedy that he clearly, you know, you fall victim to it again, depression, something that he told Marcellus Wiley he hadn't felt again at all.
Yep.
At the time he did that interview. You know, you fall back. I hope this is not, whether it's for the people that he inspired earlier or it's just, you know, folks that might be dealing. I hope this doesn't just snuff out any sort of inspiration you might still take, because, again, the help is there to be had. Now, can you take a step back? Can you fall back into a state where you need the help again? Absolutely you can. But let his story and the fact that he did be a reminder of that, and you know, use it to encourage folks that have maybe had that, you know, that step back off the path after yep. things were good. You know, I hope we learn from it. I hope it's not just a deal where you're putting a period on the end of his story.
Yep.
That could still inspire and help so many others. And I'm kind of glad that he did talk about the attempt. Right. And sort of, we know that this battle was something he wasn't done with.
Yeah.
That it wasn't a deal where it was fixed and he's done with it.
Yep.
Maybe in terms of studying this and other people going through it, that can help.
Yep.
Because what it would tell you is just like alcoholism.
Absolutely.
You know, I've certainly done enough of reading on that to know you're not done with that battle, even if you haven't had a drink in 5 years. Sometimes, you know, it's never done. Sometimes you're still fighting that battle. Because one, that first drink can lead to a whole bunch more. So my hope is that, you know, even in death, that his story can continue to inspire and at least help people.
Yep.
If it's not inspiring, to get back on the path of of what you said, seeking the help.
Yep.
Because so many of us, and especially us men, feel like we got to, you know, be tough, get it done, not seek help.
Right.
Or if we're talking to anyone, it's the man upstairs and maybe not another soul.
That's right.
But the souls can help. God will put those people in place too. And yeah, man, I just pray for his family and everything else. You hate it because you wanted to just tell the victory part of the story, right?
Right.
He got out of depression. Now it's victory, victory, victory. Sometimes there are, you know, those even through victories, there are steps back to where you might see defeat, but there can still be victory in this story.
That's right.
That's what I'd tell you. Hopefully it's not like just the end of us talking about Brinkus.
Rest in peace to John Brinkus, co-creator of one of the great sports shows, one of the great sports series that we've seen. We'll come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is humming. They're busy. They are moving homes. They get results. We've been telling y'all about the Live Love team for, I don't know, about 7 years now. I mean, it's really been that long that they've been rocking with us. And, man, we are so grateful that they are. And we're fortunate that Reggie was paying attention because he reached out to Jennifer on Instagram. When he first talked with Jennifer, he wasn't quite ready. They got to know each other a little better, and a little while later, he called Jen and said he and Jesse were ready to buy a home. First offer was accepted. Seller canceled a few days later. Offers 2 and 3 had sellers who were unwilling to budge on their price, so moved on. Offer 4 got them to multiple offers again. Jen wrote the strongest offer for them. They got an amazing home in a cove, everything they wanted. That's what you can get with the Live Love team.
Trust Jen and do like Reggie, whether it's now or later. Go ahead and put this number in your phone. Lock it in, 901-625-5200, no matter what the market is. Jen's done it through every market and did it for me back in 2018. Now she's doing it for Reggie and for Jesse. Taking care of business. That's what Jen does. That's all she does. And again, here's the real piece you need to know. She's not going to put you in a bad ownership situation just so she can make a dollar. She's only putting you there if it's good for you financially. If there is a path out of rentership into ownership, she's going to get you there. That's her way of improving Memphis. But again, only if it's a good situation for you. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Got Respect Burgers, and then at 1:25, we're going to talk to Jeff Calkins about the various goings-on in Memphis and beyond. You know, we lost, you know, the NBA on TNT. We've lost a lot over the, but one thing that we still have, Jason, at least as of today, are the showboats. So I did want to, nobody seems happy about that. Nobody seems to be grateful for that.
I'd like to thank the members of the Yacht Club.
Hell yeah.
That Frank wrote about over the Daily Memphian.
Shout out to Frank. I don't know if he was there yesterday. He wrote about him.
Again, well, this was last week.
Oh, last week. Okay. Yeah. Well, we did.
You didn't read the feature.
I read the piece yesterday about what the future holds, and I was hoping to get some clarity, some closure on that subject, but I did not.
I said the Yacht Club. You guys are a dedicated group because the product has been bad since they brought it back from the dead.
It really has been terrible.
The whole showboat name. And so for you guys to go out there every week the way you have and support this team, I'm talking specifically to the Yacht Club.
Like,
I salute you.
Do you have to pay to be in that?
I think you have might have some dues.
Some fees.
They should be paying y'all.
Well, I even like was listening to the coach, man, and the coach, like, it's not a big secret as to why this team was so damn bad. I mean, he's a wacky dude, man.
He was a fill-in, right, for Wizenheim.
He was.
Who had personal situation.
He was thrust into a tough situation.
Yeah.
Of course. It's all tough. But the piece from Frank was like, showboats fall, will the team return for 2026?
I think they should just stay in Arlington.
Well, ultimately, like, that is the issue with the damn whole thing.
The whole league.
The whole league is just like renting the city for a day. And then they leave again. So it's like, you're not here, you're not doing anything, you're not contributing to the economy, you're not a part of Memphis. You literally like fly in day before, play in the damn Liberty Bowl and fly back out. Like, what part of that is Memphis? What part of that is
right? But that's not the player's fault. That's a league thing.
That's a league setup, and they can't. You know, I don't know why they can't live here. We have very affordable cost of living. I don't know why they can't live here. What's the difference between living here in Arlington? I guess because they're trying to, save money on, I don't know. What are they saving money on? Because you still got to travel to the places, you know? You still got to go to Memphis. You got to go to St. Louis. You got to go to all these places.
Dude, the Rock's got them in the compound down there. Probably didn't cost them a thing. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, that maybe, but I don't know. I just don't understand what the cost saving is as to why these players and coaches can't live in the cities that they are.
Because the league's hemorrhaging money.
Because it's an unserious outfit.
Exactly.
It's stupid.
This thing should hold. It's forget the show, but the whole thing should be dead.
Right. It is so. I will say this.
I'd rather watch flag football.
Totally. Totally.
Like we talked about with Fitz.
Yes. I did watch the highlights of Birmingham and the Showboats yesterday.
Did we beat them?
Oh, no. The Stallions beat the dog crap out of them.
Well, that was payback then because I think we went 1-1 versus them this year.
It was 46-9. Okay.
They brought the hammers out this time. They said they would leave. No decision.
Yes. No, I mean, honestly, it was like.
No doubt.
You relocate on that one, right? I mean, that's just how them folks laid
they
down.
They ended the whole franchise.
But there was one dude on the Stallions who I was like, he had two pick sixes. Tay Crowder, and weirdly, he was a New York Giant. He was actually drafted. He went to Georgia.
Dude, they got a bunch of old first rounders and stuff out there. You'd be surprised at how many like high draft picks they'd have.
He actually played a lot for the Giants in 2021. He had 130 tackles in 2021 for the Giants. And honestly, I expect him to get another shot somewhere on somebody's roster because he's only 28. So. But he had a couple of pick sixes on our quarterback, Dresser Win. Oh, my God. What a mess. And, you know, there's always this every single week. I kind of like monitor it like very – I just check in, right? I don't like do anything crazy. I just check in. And every single week, it's the same people and the same, like, journalists that cover the UFL or whatever complaining about the attendance in Memphis. Every week they do it. It's like clockwork.
Who are the journalists?
I don't know. They're like this guy named Mark Mitchell or Mike Mitchell or something. The guy I retweeted yesterday, and I even said something. I'm like, listen, you guys can crap on Memphis all you want. By Mike Mitchell is his name. He's got 10,300 followers. He covers the UFL, and you guys can crap on Memphis all you want, but put this anywhere in the UFL, any city, right? And see what the attendance is.
Well, Birmingham loves it, don't they?
No, they win, though. That's what I'm saying. They win. They win. Right. They've won three straight titles.
Right.
If the Showboats had won three straight UFL titles, we would have more than 4,500 people in the stands, bro. I think.
Okay.
We support winners here, bro. When they had who can forget that Showboats picture from 1964 when it was like the whole thing was full, bro. It was like the Beatles were in the middle of the damn field.
I don't know if we support semi-pro winners.
Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're a major league town now. We would do more than 4,500,
though. We would have probably 10,000, 12,000. It wouldn't be the embarrassment that it is right now. And I would just say that the onus is on the organization. Like, bro, you aren't giving people in Memphis a reason to go.
Well, we've been saying that for 3 years.
If you gave me a $25 voucher, I still wouldn't go.
Well, they cut all the fees off this weekend, I thought.
Bro, you're going to have to pay me. You're going to have to pay me to go to a game. And even then, I don't. If they said, hey, we'll give you a $25 voucher for food and drink, I'm still not going.
Again, another business failure by The Rock.
It's somebody. Somebody has. I don't even know who to hold responsible for this.
Though. Well, he's partly responsible, thinking that this joke would take off.
Well, everybody's always like, you know, the spring football experiments just haven't worked in Memphis. All right, let's talk about those.
Well, haven't worked ever. Not just in Memphis, right. But spring football.
Well, they like
period.
To pick on Memphis, though, because everybody's like making a case for other cities to get the Showboats. They're like, well, you know, they had the Express in 2019 with the Memphis Express, with the AAF. Well, first of all, they hired your boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.